A good night of Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Va'ira, Tufshin, Ayin, Tess. It's also Shabbos Sevarchim, wishing everybody a good Kodesh. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the Makos that were brought upon Mitzrayim. We know that the first two Makos are Dam and Tzardeya. And perhaps we can glean an insight and some inspiration into why the first two Makos were Dam and Tzardeya. And why did Dam come before Tzardeya, particularly? Dam, as we know, was that Aharon HaKohen, he hit the water, and as a result, the water turned into blood. We know water is cold. Natural water in a spring, in an ocean, in a river, is in its purest form cold water. Dam, on the other hand, this is an expression, warm-blooded, Dam is warm. So it's no accident that the Dam came from the Mayim, from the water that was cold, and the water turned into something which was very warm. And perhaps that was an insight that was being given to the Bnei Yisrael, that as they were starting onto this journey of becoming a nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them that it's imperative, it's a responsibility, you cannot serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu having a cold heart. A person has to have an enthusiasm, a person has to have something which is propelling him to be excited about what he does, about his Avodas Hashem, and otherwise he cannot properly do the Ratzon Hashem. What is Tzfardeya? Tzfardeya, as we know, the Torah tells us, the frogs went into places that were detrimental for them. They put themselves into danger in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. They were Mosa Nefesh in order to follow Hashem's word and to bring havoc and pain to the Mitzrayim. And from that we have a lesson as well, is that a person has to understand that in order to properly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to go out of our comfort zone the same way that Tzfardeim, the frogs, went out of their comfort zone. A person will never be matzliach. A person cannot properly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he doesn't give of himself. A person has to give of himself in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. And all of us know the things that it's hard for us to do, whether it's maybe getting up to daven, or davening with kavana, or giving tzedakah, or working on our midos, working on our traits between man and man, ben adam l'chaveroi, and things that we need to work on in order for us to become better Jews. And that was the lesson that Klal Yisrael received from the Tzfardeya. But perhaps we can ask the following question. If that's true, that a person has to get out of his comfort zone in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most optimal way, so why wasn't that the first Makkah? Why wasn't Tzfardeya the first Makkah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to bring on the Mitzrayim? Most important thing a person has to do, a person has to follow, a person has to continue with his Mesiras Nefesh. So isn't that the bedrock of Judaism? Perhaps we can answer with the following insight. Is that, of course, Mesiras Nefesh is needed. But for a person to be Mesir Nefesh completely in all of his Avodas Hashem, that takes a lot of time. That takes a lot of time. It's very hard for a person to change himself overnight. As a Rishon Lezion said, that first he wanted to change the world. He saw it's not that easy. Then he wanted to change his country and his state and his city and his family. And then he saw the only one he could really change is himself. And as Rishon Lezion also said, it's easier to finish Shas, it's easier to win a war than to change one Midah. And that is something that we have to realize, that even though it's extremely difficult to change a Midah, and really that is the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu optimally, but that's not a reason not to try and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with enthusiasm. Enthusiasm must come. We must have enthusiasm. We must impart enthusiasm to our children. We must have enthusiasm on our own. And then we will get to the Mesiras Nefesh that's so required when we are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos, a good Shabbos Avrachim, and a good Chodesh.